News Radio KMAN in Focus continues. Dr. Timothy Schaefer, and we talk a lot of things of a political nature. And, you know, we haven't discussed this yet, but I think that this is a very, very important question. You're a father of four.
Yes.
Have you seen Frozen 2 yet?
No.
What kind of dad are you?
I'm the kind of dad that doesn't take kids to movies. I don't know. AMC, right?
It's a theater. I don't know. Yeah.
I've never been there.
Oh, okay. It's nice.
That's what I
we
hear.
Have a wonderful theater.
I have a couple colleagues who have, I don't know if they do anymore, but they did have, I forget what the name of the pass was, but basically they bought this thing to where they could watch movies all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And Sam Henney, who does movie reviews and different things for us on KMAN,
so it was just one of these like reminders of how radically we live our lives differently, mm-hmm. right? We would be talking to somebody I work with, and they'd be like, yeah, oh, yeah, we're going to go see, or we saw, or we're going to go see, or whatever. And I was like, what? In my mind, I'm like, what? And, you know, but they're in a different place and have that interest. And I enjoy movies, but I'm not a huge movie person. But
honestly, it's tough when you're, you know, with four kids.
And it is. It's funny you say this, though, because my mother is coming to visit and one of my siblings, so they're going to be out right after Christmas. And they were talking about what to do with the kids because we have two older daughters who are, you know, the age where they and a younger son but who would want to do things, but they're really, you know, they're really in this place. And they're like, well, maybe we'll go see Frozen 2. I was like, I haven't seen Frozen 1. Or you know, so I'll have to see about this. And then I got corrected because we traveled last Thanksgiving to Ireland, and apparently our oldest daughter saw Frozen on the screen in the airplane, but our second oldest didn't because she doesn't like movies in those ways.
So sibling rivalry popping up there.
Well, it's just one of those that, you know, most movies are, it's interesting, you know, kind of scare her a little bit, and so we don't do a whole lot of that. So she has a go-to movie. We don't watch movies much, and this will, I don't know how you're going to take this. I'll be interested to see your reaction. Her favorite movie is Aristocats.
Really?
The old Disney movie.
Oh, I'm not
No, so we actually we have that and on like snow days or other things where we've maybe exhausted what they might want to do, that Aristocats makes an appearance. And so they know all the songs and all the things. It's really quite comical.
That's
classic. They've actually, neither of them have actually ever been to a movie theater. Mm-hmm. Which again, I don't know how that frames me or makes you feel about me now, but
it's not going to change.
Okay, well,
how
you. Okay, okay. So. Well, but that's how it is. But yeah, there's that moment when these
there's so many options now to watch movies.
Right?
The rush to get to see some of these, especially with the kids.
And, oh yeah,
you know, that's not imperative.
No, it's true. And it's funny. I mean, my wife and I were talking about this not long ago of like how radical in one sense the options that we have now that were so different from even when we kind of experienced this as younger kids, that you can watch it on a phone, you can choose to hit a couple buttons and it all of a sudden magically comes to you on your TV. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's the world's strange. It's great in some ways, but
now you said this perfectly. The world is strange. It's a perfect tie-in.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
To what's going to be what's happening in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yeah. It's or is and isn't, right? That's one of the questions, is what's
going on now? You know, in terms of where we are right now after all the proceedings and everything.
Yeah.
What's happening next?
Yeah, so this is one of those big questions. The impeachment took place, right? Two articles were voted on by the House, which it's amazing how quickly cycles kind of go. This was not very long ago, literally days ago, and is now kind of morphing into something else. And part of the question is at this moment of what's kind of the next step. And so House votes. So President Trump has been impeached in that sense, in a clearly definitional kind of way. The third, and now it goes to the Senate for a trial for potential removal, which requires 2/3, which by all estimations and kind of...
not going to happen.
It would seem highly unlikely.
Yes.
It would go beyond any, I think, expectation that most people have. But there is a bit of a pause or a hesitation at this moment from when Speaker Pelosi takes or sends along kind of the impeachment articles to the Senate and for it to be used in this trial. Because there aren't really like a lot of rules for these trials to occur, right? There's basically the norms are who's in leadership, right? Historically, these things have been somewhat agreed upon across parties to some extent. When President Clinton was experiencing this, there were places of agreement, but it was pretty. I don't want to say superficial, but like there were just a couple issues that they really wanted to explore. So they did that for expediency and the like. But that's one of these kind of lingering questions right now. And that's, I think, causing a question of, okay, is this stopped? Is this paused? Right? Some critics would say that, you know, this first step was rushed and now we've got this funny waiting period, right? We're waiting on the holiday recession or the recess. We're having some ambiguity, and I mean, importantly, in the Senate trial, the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts will really be the one who presides over this, and the senators become basically jurors, in that sense. Although this is not narrow, and I teach a lot about juries as an example of kind of civic participation and such and democratic participation, but you know, this is not. If you happen to have served on a jury in the past, quite that, right? This is explicitly framed in kind of these political terms, but they're, you know, questionably, and this is where the rules come in, they're going to explore some of this. And that's one of the, I think, the hesitations that Speaker Pelosi has is this actually going to happen in the ways that we have some hopes for from a kind of a legitimacy standpoint, or is this going to be, you know, are there going to be witnesses? Are there going to be some of these steps that would allow us to explore this more? Or is it going to go through rather quickly? Because there have been comments made about some of that. And so this is where I think there's uncertainty. So I don't know. We're going into the holidays, and it seems to be on hold. They're still functioning in some of the other respects, like the free trade agreement literally happened the day after, mm-hmm. right? So
the USMCA.
Yes, yeah. USMCA. So that has – which is, you know, big and impactful. And I mean, back to our point earlier, that was one of these pieces of legislation that they actually found places of commonality, that the parties were able to say the politicians were willing to give and take to find some place of agreement, which is very good, right? But it's against this backdrop of kind of the impeachment.
What do you say to the people who say that will you know, talk about, you know, and many of them are on the, you know, the Trump side of things? Get on with the business of being in Congress, run the country.
Yeah,
you know, are we going to, you know, is there money going to be stopping here because, you know, you got to shut down the government, spending all this time for the impeachment? And I'm not trying to belittle mm-hmm. the impeachment activities. Mm-hmm. But there is that argument that yeah. has frustrated an awful lot of people.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I think you hear it quite a bit, and I think one fairly easy response to that, and you'll hear it from some folks, is that this is the work of the Congress, right? So, in certain ways, the, you know, the free trade agreement has gone through. It looks like government's not going to shut down in this window. But like this is part of the Constitution, right? And so the way that it's in a functional letter of the law way, like this is, it's not about going back to a previous election. It's about addressing things at this point. And so you can be, I think, appropriately, you know, or potentially critical of it, but it's not a radical deviation. I mean, part of the argument then from Democrats, especially in the House, is that there are literally hundreds of bills that are kind of sitting and holding because the Senate's not taking them up, right?
And so, justice nominations too.
Yeah, and I mean, so the one thing that's been going on quite a bit is, and it's made news in the last number of days, is that judges that have been approved, I think 1/4 now of all the appellate judges in the U.S. have been kind of put in place during this current administration, right? So certain things are working through. And so I would you know, offer, as a lot of people talk about it, the caution of just saying it's either this or kind of a functionality of kind of the government's or the country's business. Part of that is happening, right? I mean, this does take bandwidth, though, right? If the time that you're spending talking about this, you're not doing other things. But, you know, the alternative is not doing some of these constitutional expectations. And this is one that's there. And the House has decided, you know, there are these two instances that they've noted. And, I mean, they voted and it passed, right? So in a very functional way, they're doing one of the many things that they're charged to do.
Almost it may not inspiring.
Be inspiring. Huh?
Almost inspiring.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, this is one of those moments when, I mean, this is not, I mean, part of the challenges, and this has been one of the comparisons to the Clinton administration and that impeachment process and today, is where polarization has gone from that time to now, kind of the fact that people are really couched ideologically and through their information sources in media in certain ways. And that's I think that's got some reverberations that are going on, because this in process is intentionally designed not to be easy. Like, actually removing somebody from office is a supermajority, because the founders really wanted this to be something that was deliberative and thought through and not going to just be a political tool that could be used against people. And I think this is where it becomes, lost somewhat in the shuffle of, well, this is Democrats going after the Republican, you know, this kind of thing. I think that's unfortunate. And again, you can have your political views on candidates and issues, but this is part of where we are right now. I think it's exacerbated by this, but in an ideal world, it doesn't have to be lost in it, but I think that's really challenging. I mean, and that's where we'll see what happens with the Senate, how quickly some of this starts to get picked up, and when there's a point of agreement, which I'm hoping exists, right, of like what are some of the rules we're going to use as guidelines for this, right? Because it's not a trial in the ways that we would often think about. So it's got to have some parameters set before it can get going. And I just hope that's the case, right? This is where a lot of scholars who study democratic institutions and norms and practices are looking globally and saying, well, you know, a lot of this is just based on the fact that we believe in certain ideals and the rule of law and this. And if we don't do that, then what are we? And that's, you know, that's always in the back of the mind as folks look globally and say, we're seeing diminishment of democratic practices and rise of authoritarian kind of tendencies, and that's, you know, that's a concern.
We always enjoy having Dr. Timothy Shaffer here to get some different perspective and overall perspective and a well-rounded perspective here on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. We'll be back with Tim here in just a couple of moments to talk about some more things. I think we've exhausted the impeachment discussion
the
day.
That might be good.
I don't know what we're going to talk about next, but we'll decide that during the break. We'll be back. And yes, you can take have a few moments for a phone call as well. 537-1350. Dr. Timothy Shaffer with K-State's Institute
for Civic Discourse and Democracy.
He just picked up the ball and ran with it. Back in a moment.